Yeah, so first, I wanted to start about asking you about where your journey with astronomy started from the beginning and how that entire, you know, love affair reached where it is right now.
You know where it started? Well, it started from the time I was a kid because I always loved it.
Okay.
But you know where it started? It was right here at the planetarium when Dr. Venkatavardhan was the director. He had a class in astronomy, introductory class, and I took that class. But I'd loved astronomy way before that, but that pushed me along. So, in fact, it started right here at the planetarium.
That's wonderful.
And then, I did my bachelor's and master's in physics from Mumbai University, St. Xavier's College. And then I tried to get into astronomy here. But they said, you have to be a very good student. And I was an average student. So I went to TIFR, and they said no. So I said, forget it, I'll go somewhere else. And I applied to the universities, and I got admitted to the University of Florida. And that's where I did my master's and PhD in astronomy. Wonderful. But it's my parents, and there's another person called Dr. Deepak Chatterjee, who, they were the only ones who said, do it. All my friends said, don't do it, because there's no future in astronomy. And now I go and tell them, look at me now.
Tell me a little bit more about MAVEN itself and what are the factors which would make it a success?
Well, we're trying to find out, at least some scientists are trying to find out why Mars is what it is right now. Because the original, if you look at the atmosphere of Venus and the original Earth, okay, it's like Mars. But something happened, the Earth actually had a very good atmosphere because you had volcanoes, you had gases, you had a thick atmosphere, there was water. So the Earth's atmosphere changed. But for some reason, Martian atmosphere changed drastically. Okay, and right now it's very, very dry. If you go to Venus, Venus has a thick cloud cover. It's mostly acidic gases. But in Mars, it's just very thin atmosphere. We think there was flowing water on Mars, because there are evidence of that, not presence of water, but evidence of flowing water. But it's so dry now. So something happened to Mars, okay? And most scientists believe is that the atmosphere was stripped away by a stream of charged particles from the sun, because Mars lost its magnetic field. It cooled down. Earth has a magnetic field, so it protects us from the charged particles from the sun. So what MAVEN is trying to figure out is the ways that this atmosphere could have escaped away. And if they can find that out, it's a great success, because I'm not saying that the Earth will be like that, but it gives us an idea of what can happen to the Earth if things look like that. So the Earth has a magnetic field, and it seems that the Earth's magnetic field, field flips. It takes a long time, over thousands or hundreds of thousands of years. But when it flips, there's a period of time where the magnetic field weakens. And when it weakens, it'll be exposed to the charged particles from the sun, and we might have problems. So there's no direct connection to the Earth, but this is just trying to find out what happened to the Martian atmosphere, because we want to find out, is there life elsewhere? That is the underlying goal.
That's everyone's question.
Everyone's question. We want to know if there's life elsewhere. And this is one of the steps that we're trying to find out, why this happened.
So did this Martian atmospheric change happened very quickly, as in quicker than expected?
No, it happened over a long period of time, millions and millions of years, because it takes a long time for these gases to escape away.
Right.
So it took millions of years.
Okay.
So it didn't happen very quickly.
Okay. And how closely is NASA working along with ISRO, for example, on finding these, on, you know, cracking these various codes and demystifying?
Think about it. When Chandrayaan went to the moon, it had NASA instruments in it. There is no instrument or Indian instrument with MAVEN, nor there's a MAVEN instrument with MOM. But just about 2 months ago, the administrator of NASA and the administrator of ISRO, they signed an agreement to work together. Now, it's not that easy. It takes time, but They understand the fact that India is a very strong spacefaring nation, and the only way to succeed is to work with them. So they have started working very closely. And they have seen that in the U.S., a lot of the science is being done, and the engineering is done by Indians.
Sure.
I mean, they have settled down there, but if you look at them, they were all from India.
Right.
So there'll be a big cooperation, and there has to be, because the only way right now you can explore is with different nations. The budgets have become so big, there are problems with economics in every nation, whether it's the US, whether it's Japan. Unless you work together, you won't be able to do this exploration that we need to do.
Okay. And I can't resist asking you this question, but what do you think of the movie Interstellar?
Oh, I love the movie, you know. It was a great movie. Sometimes it's a bit far-fetched, but you have to take into account the fact that it is realistic if you know that they're talking about a fifth dimension. So when they talk about the fifth dimension, you can somehow look at things a bit differently. And so that's a trick. And the person who was the advisor to Interstellar, his name is Kip Thorne, is a world-famous black hole expert. Okay? So he gave the all the advice. So it's all right, but if you look at it the way we see it in three or four dimension, you know, three dimension and time is the fourth dimension, then it doesn't make sense.
Right.
But they are smart. They talked about the fifth dimension.
Dimension, yeah.
And then those things can work.
Okay.
So it is very realistic. Of course, there are a lot of cinematic license.
Yeah.
It's understandable, but I think it was one of the very few movies after 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the next other movie which is so scientifically accurate. Gravity was not accurate at all.
True.
It was a great movie, but it wasn't accurate at all.
Great.
Yeah.
Super.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Yeah. All the best.